This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln.
Most people wouldn't have flooded, but this traumatic event happened because of ineffectiveness.
After last August's floods, many claimed the Comeet River Diversion Canal would have prevented much of the damage, and a legislative task force is looking at ways to get the project, first authorized in 1992, up and running again. Chris McGee with the Legislative Auditor's Office says the main delay is federal.
A lack of consistent and sufficient funding for the Corps is the primary reason the project does not move forward.
Property owners in East Baton Rouge, Livingston, and Ascension Parishes voted in 2000 to tax themselves to help get the job done. Representative Barbara Carpenter of Baton Rouge says that adds insult to injury.
People have been paying into taxes on this project, and nothing has happened, and these people are homeless.
Yet the next step in the project is the state's responsibility, relocating pipelines, utility lines, and railroad tracks so the Corps of Engineers can start digging. McGee says without federal funding guaranteed, that's a risky investment.
The state assumes the risk that it could spend up to $50 million that ultimately is wasted.
Task Force Chair Denham Springs Representative Valerie Hodges says there's an easy answer.
We have $1.6 billion that Congress has allocated to Louisiana. How much of that are we going to take for flood prevention?
Task Force Co-Chair Senator Bodie White of Central has asked the AG for an opinion on whether the legislature can take over distribution of federal flood recovery money from the governor's Restore Louisiana Task Force. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.